online success. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good morning, Sandyville, Eddyville, Knoxville, Pella, Ottumwa, and all of southern Iowa. We'll have sunshine today, your high around 60, our overnight low around 37 and up to around 65 on Sunday. A warmer overnight low Sunday night, around 49 degrees, and Monday, breezy, sunny, and your high around 75.
It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Jason Summers brings you live interviews with the area's sports headliners.
Oh, that's horrible. That is some rude broadcasting, brother.
With clear and concise analysis.
Carter Isley!
Wow!
He stepped to the left or to the right. To the right.
Jason takes you through today's complex sports stories and makes them simple.
And this is Jason Summers, who will be ending the day. I am still jacked up on the dude.
And now, from his Community First Credit Union man cave.
Buckle up, boys. Don't look dull. This might get hairy.
It's the Coach's Corner.
Attention, this is your captain speaking. I've got good news and bad news. The good news is we'll be landing immediately. Bad news is we're crash landing.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Yes, indeed. Did you feel that last night, folks? Did you feel that? Did you feel all that feeling that I felt on a football Friday night, the final week of the 24th season in the books? But did you feel that feeling of gratefulness? I gotta tell you, that's what I felt last night as I was rolling off the airways. I was feeling grateful. Grateful to have spent so much time with all of you, and I want to thank everybody who joined in. It's the most humbling thing. Last night, Jacob Briggs, the best producer in the business, back of the studio, dropped in my ear that we had 1,805 people listening in the final minutes of that ball game who were watching on that we could calculate raw numbers on Albi.TV, use some extrapolation numbers that the industry tells us, and there's much more of you watching. And throughout this year, the blessed feeling you have, the humility that people join in because they want to be a part of that feeling you get on a Friday night. And that's celebrating our kids and community. And wow. And to those 14 seniors from Albion, men, well done. Take a bow. What a ride that y'all have been on. And back-to-back playoff berths for the Blue Demon football team. And back-to-back seasons that end against Van Meter. And I will tell you that a lot of teams' seasons will end at the hands of Van Meter. They're looking for their fourth straight state title, looking to become the only team ever to make it to the 10 straight semifinals. And tip of the hat to Van Meter. But a big thank you to the coaches and the team and the parents and to the athletes who gave us so much to enjoy on these football Friday nights. So I came away grateful. I also came away very grateful last night because I was realizing how much work had been done by all those people behind the scenes. You could hear my voice, and you know, that is my sympathy to all of you. But you get to hear my voice, and on Albi.TV, you get to see my face quite a bit. But I will tell you that the people behind the scenes make it all to come together. I thought, man, alive, and a 2-hour ride home, and then coming here last night, finishing some things up. I was really contemplating on the gift that that I had, and that was a tremendous team. Every morning you get to hear me brag about Jacob Briggs. He's back here at the studio. Elon Musk, Brian Carter, honestly, folks, he leaves at about noon to 1 o'clock in the afternoon, takes off to go and set up what is a bigger production. You know, when you have your two big for your britches, Well, KIC honestly is too big for its britches. I've got a team. I'm putting me in it. But what they're able to pull off, what Joe Millage is able to pull off is substantial. And it takes a great team. And Brian puts it all together. That's why we call it Elon. And then the guys and the ladies behind the camera, Mariah Smith, Nathan Parks, and Austin Major running the gimbal cam. He runs as much as anybody. I got the girls in here today. I cannot wait to talk to these ladies. Yes, we're going to talk some cross country here today as well. And then, of course, Jackson Pence and Shane Holmes, who join me on the mic. But all of the team that's back here that's putting everything together, it was a heartfelt night of appreciation and gratitude and then humility. And when I realized how much time all of you spent with us, it is pretty humbling that you choose to do that, like this morning. But you didn't come this morning to hear me ramble. You came this morning because you knew, because you're the smartest listening audience in all of America, you knew that I was going to have the ladies in the house. And yes, indeed, we do have the ladies, and they made some history. And they're going to make some more history because they're writing it. And when we come back, we're going to talk some cross country. Coach Bill is in the house, the living legend. You know, there's Sasquatch and Bigfoot and the Van Meter visitor, the lore. Well, this morning, I'm going to have audio evidence that Jeff Bill does exist. And then we'll talk with Coach Ratliff as well. So buckle up, folks, because you are on the ride. That is the Coach's Corner. The ladies are in the house, and they are writing history. Are you ready to hear it all unfold? Well, Shakespeare doesn't have a pen like these ladies do. When we come back to the Fast Hour on Radio, you're listening to the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Anna Sewa, Sheridan Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia. As CVEC, you drive the decisions and have a direct role in shaping the direction of your cooperative. Local leadership. Our board of directors is made up of members just like you, people who live and work in the community. Financial rewards. Any excess revenue we generate is returned to you in the form of capital credits. Community focused. From sponsoring local events to supporting educational programs. And sustainable growth. We make decisions that benefit current and future members.
People tend to describe farmers as steady and hardworking, but we're also the riskiest gamblers out there. As a farmer, my livelihood depends on the weather. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to protect my equipment, livestock, and everything else. My local agent lives right in my community and is here for me, no matter what.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
Albia Chamber Main Street invites you to experience Albia. Shop, eat, and enjoy in our downtown district. Our local shops and restaurants and independent businesses are ready for you. So whether you're looking for a new outfit or home decor, unique gift idea, sweet treat, gift card, or a place to gather with friends and family, support local. Show your love to the businesses that support our community by following, engaging, and sharing their social media content, subscribe to their emails, or refer your friends and family. For more information about our upcoming events, local amenities, or great places to visit, check out our website, albiachambermainstreet.org, and follow us on Facebook.
At Community First Credit Union, we're always working to make banking with us easy. That's why we continue to introduce simple ways to manage your money. Square up with friends after lunch with our real-time Pay a Friend feature. Check balances on your Apple Watch. Deposit checks on the go or pay bills at midnight. We have the technology you need. Join us at c1stcu.com. Because at C1st, together is better. Download our mobile app by searching Community First CU. Federally insured by the NCUA, your mobile carrier's message and data rates may apply.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Money for nothing. Well, that is not how I'm going to describe this next group of characters and ladies because they have earned everything they got, including earning it on maybe one of the longest bus rides that you'll ever get to take. I got Coach Todd Ratliff, and I let the music bed and let Coach Bill speak into the mic without asking any questions because he's like Bigfoot. I get to see him running by. I think I see him because he's really fast and elusive. And you know he has to exist. But I finally get him on the radio, Coach Ratliff. And so I wanted the voice of Coach Bill to be raw.
Yeah, there's a lot of things about Coach Bill that's raw. You know why we usually don't see him? Because it's at 9:10 we talk on the radio, and he's still in that retirement phase.
Oh, that's right. He's a retired guy.
Has an 11 o'clock a.m. alarm, and, you know, the dogs have to wake him up so they can go outside. It's a rough life he's living, but...
Well, welcome in, Coach. It's good to see you, and good to get your voice on the radio.
Now I don't know if I want to talk.
Hey, buddy, that's one thing you and I will never be short of, is ability to talk. I want to ask you both about the ride over, because I think these girls went out and performed all year, amazingly. But I'm going to tell you, you're going to have to go perform the single most important meet to this point, and for the history that you've already put in the books and what you're wanting to write, and you know you got to do this, and then you got to get your body. This is not a sport that cares too much whether or not you had the time to get your body right. And you had to take 3 hours and sit still and try to do that. Not an easy task, Coach Beal.
We did cut it a little bit short. We pulled over in Creston for the kids to get out and stretch a little bit. I know they all... A bus seat's not as comfortable as mom and dad's car or their own car, but it was important that we made that ride over and to let them get out at Creston, walk around a little bit, go to the bathrooms, kind of get a little fresh air for a little bit. That's important for them, but they gives them time also to get their mindset right. So
it can, or it gives you a whole bunch of time to think about sometimes the pressure of the moment you're in. You know, it's going to be what you find. You're going to find what you're looking for in your mind, and so on that long ride, Coach, it can be it. Coach Bill's right. It can be a little time to focus and work on things, but that's also a long time to keep that mind in that weight.
Yeah, you're right. You know, I think we did it pretty well, just like we intended. We know that normally we're out of class about 2:30 and we run about 5, so we wanted that Creston stop to hit about 1:30 because we were racing at 4 with about an hour drive. So I think we recreated that last 2.5 hours that builds up to the meet, like we've done all season. And you know, most of them were pretty excited and for that first trek over to Creston. And then after that, we kind of saw them, you know, kick back and do their thing. They each individually do a little bit different thing when they're on the bus. You know, some of them got a little nap. Some of them were on their phones, I'm sure, studying from classes and stuff. But you know, their preparation, they've done it all season, and some of them have done it for 4 seasons now with us. And they know what they need individually. And so we let them take care of that. And you know, we look at the bus ride, and then we look at where Okoboji had to come from. You know, there were 3 hours and 41 minutes in Sheldon. Wow. long haul there too. So you know, looking at the results at the end of the night, from kind of the ranked teams, the teams that had shown all year, I think they did the right thing, even though it was inconvenient. But I think every coach in the state is willing to travel for their opportunity. Yeah. You know, to put on the guy side, I think there were 5 ranked teams in our state qualifier, so that's kind of rough. But you know, you want those ranked teams to be separated so that the best can be going against the best at that meet on the 2nd up in Fort Dodge.
Talking with Coach Jeff Beal and Coach Todd Ratliff, I want to talk about the historic nature of this team and the ladies and what they've accomplished. But I gotta take a moment and reflect on the boys team, because I thought this young team, you know, this young team performed at a really high level. Had to find, and this is no disrespect to the people who didn't go out, but it was a underclass led team, and they go out and they perform all season long, performing over their metrics, and darn near got 2 guys. You were within striking distance of getting 2 guys on to state. That was to me, I thought the boys had, they shot over their skis, you know. And when you measure things, and I know that's how you guys do it, it's, you know, it's to your potential. And I thought this team met its potential and maybe exceeded it, and certainly now set the bar a little higher.
Yeah, when you look at the 22 kids that were on the roster, there were only two seniors, and their combined experience in cross-country prior to this year was zero. You know, we're thankful that Bryson was able to come out, and Dom, holy moly, you know, that's one of those kids where if we would have seen him a couple of years ago, he would have been barking on somebody's door next week as well. He came out of nowhere to become our number three man, and he was struggling to get in that top seven at the beginning of the season. So we learned how to race, and you know, a lot of those younger kids, those freshmen, learned how to race as well at the 5K distance. So that was huge. Camden Lehart ended up being our four man at state qualifying. Just had a great race. He's a great hill runner, and you know, sometimes people are good on the flats, sometimes people are good at the hills, and you know, and in some cases they're really good at both. But so the youngsters that were being led this year were amazing. But you know, our senior leader was a junior, and Cole Wilson, and what a great young man, and what a way to jump in, you know, because he was thrown in that leadership position, not by default, but kind of by default. And he did a great job. I was talking with Mr. Montgomery yesterday about Cole and how amazing of a person he is and leader he is. And so we were just blessed with that. But then, Brendan Lehart, sophomore, was our number one guy. Finished 22nd. Ben Wilson, sophomore, right behind him. You know, we lost Guy Sample a couple weeks ago with an injury. But then Dylan Reno, just a sophomore.
Yeah.
But then you've got Ty Colbank, and you've got Wyatt Ewell, and you've got Camden. You've got Emmett Fisher. Goodness, he runs like he's 6 feet tall, even though he's kind of small. Got my Dr. Seuss going on. He had just a stellar season. And, you know, across the board, Ryken Fee had a great year, and Vincent Etcher had a great year. And just they're all young. They're all freshmen. We had 10 freshman boys out, and they've got, you know, a lot of running and a lot of growth that they're going to have. And so that boys team, you know, I think their record this year was 68-28. So about a 70% winning percentage. So that's like going, you know, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good. I mean, I don't even know how else to say that. That's pretty good. And we're just really fortunate, you know, top three at conference, even with our number four injured. And so the grit that they had this year to be their best was pretty phenomenal.
You know, he was naming off all those names, Coach Bill. And as he's going through those names here on the final Saturday in October, I was thinking about a run I was making at the first part of June, and I was running up to the high school and school. It was actually the last part of May, and school had just been out maybe a week, and I'm running up, and it's earlier in the morning, and the sun was coming out a lot earlier than, if you remember, and I'm running by, and there's a whole bunch of those names you just listed off out running with you, and it really wasn't even summer yet. They had really almost no time at all, but those names, and some of those kids I didn't know, and they had to introduce themselves to me, and I'm like, oh my, it's no coincidence that we're talking about their success, because they were with you on that that day they could be sleeping in May.
Just like any other sport, your season usually isn't just the 2 to 3 months that it falls in. And in order to be really good at anything, you have to practice a little bit more than the normal people would. So to say that maybe we're a little abnormal.
Yeah, I think you're a little abnormal. And that's a compliment. You don't get 70% if you're not if you're doing everything everybody else is doing.
But you talked about how you didn't know a lot of the kids, and I'll thank a lot of the parents when they get done with the meets that have come over, and they look at me like, well, yeah, I'm over here because my kid's here. I said, no, you're over here because there's 40 kids over here that you've been cheering on all year long. And I said, you know, they might not know who you are at the beginning of the season, but at the end of the season, they know who you are in the crowd because they can hear your voice. And it's not saying, well, hey, go blue. It's, hey, go a certain kid's name. You know, go McKenna, go Page, go Ryken, go Riker. 7th grade through seniors, and them parents know them kids' names now, and it means so much to them when they're on that back stretch and they hear a familiar voice, and it just drives them on. And so, you know, thank you to our parents, thank you to our community for following and supporting our kids the way they have, because we have a great support staff not just the coaching staff, but school, community. Just thank you all very much.
That is Jeff Beal there, right? Coach Todd Ratliff, let's talk about this ladies team, because they had a pretty big target on their back. They had high expectations. I don't know. Sometimes when there is no expectations, it's easy to exceed them. But when you have great expectations and everyone's out to try to take the joy out of what you're trying to accomplish, sometimes that is a really difficult place to be. And yet that's what these ladies had in front of them. And then the long bus ride over, I just thought, you know, all the things that they had to persevere and push through to make them the kind of champions that they are, Coach, they certainly earned every stripe. It was not money for nothing.
Yeah, you know, if you reflect back over the last 4 years, when you lose a couple of seniors like Ellie and Emma Martin, and then you lose some seniors the next year, and then last year we lost some power hitters in the program, right, with McKenna Cronin and Juliana Brown. What a great final race she had at the state meet, and your third three-time individual state qualifier, Avery Major. When you see that leaving your roster, you know, as a coach, you're like, okay, we got to figure something else out. And then, you know, whether we're living right or what, I don't know, but Paige Popson steps in, and Reagan Carter steps in, and Aaliyah Hood steps in with the cast that we have remaining, and you know, they pick up right where they left off. But, yeah, that pressure of being good is – it's a lot different than the pressure of just going out and doing what you do. And I thought that they handled it amazingly this year. You know, we had some meets where we got to go and we got to experience what it was like to go against the power hitters. Right. The Centerville meet this year with 24 teams was huge, you know, with number three in the 3A rankings, Fort Madison there. And you know, we got to race against Pella Christian for the first time down there. But then the Indianola meet with all 3A, 4A teams and us. And I think those things helped them prepare themselves to understand, hey, what we're doing is good and we belong here because we're earning it with what they do. They earn all the things that they get. And, you know, that's pretty spectacular as a coach to watch. I used to be part of it when I could run with them, but now I have to watch because they're in front of me. But it's just amazing, you know, and the way that they support each other as well as they're out there running. And, you know, it comes down to wanting it for yourself, for your team, for your program. And I think that they showed this year, without a doubt, they did. You know, they'll be the first cross-country team, boy or girl, to go to state four straight years in a row. And in the last 14 years I've coached, it makes the 14th team that's going to finish up at Fort Dodge. And, you know, I'm so proud of them because they're the ones that go out there and they do the work and they earn it. And, I don't know what else to say except, you know, I'm so blessed, so fortunate to be able to work with the group of kids, you know, the 37 of them that were at the high school level this year. Just amazing, amazing memories for me.
Said historic, I meant that. Historic, where are you going, Coach? Because I ain't done with you. He stepped away. I think he's ready to turn the mic over to the ladies because we're going to talk to the ladies. They are here. And Coach, I asked him this before. I said, anybody nervous? I'm looking at me going, nervous, man. Talking's nothing compared to the toughness. And, you know, there's a toughness, a mental toughness that has to exist. These ladies, they smile and they're really kind. But you've got to be TUFF. Let's throw an extra F in there. Tough to do this, and then to go and compete when you're up against the very best.
Yeah, they really do. And you know, I've known McKenna long enough, and I've known goodness, Olivia, never short of words. You know, we love Olivia. She's got the humor of the team. You know, top five runner on all four of these teams. And then you've got Serene, and Serene's kind of that battle focused, you know, leader that we have. And but she's pretty goofy too, and she can be pretty unempathetic, as I think we talked about last week. You know, trying to see if she can get her coach to that next level of throwing up. And you know, but she's definitely just a very thinking person. She's good with that. You know, and McKenna's just great at what she does, and the work ethic she puts in is amazing. And then, you know, to add Paige into that, it's just crazy. You know, I've got to work with Paige as a seventh grader, and it's been a few years since I have. And wow, what a maturity that young lady has made in her mind and in her dedication to what she does. And then you've got Reagan. Boy, those of you that have been around Reagan know that she will talk and talk.
Oh, she walked through this door this morning, and it's just like
you hear
laughing
come in, right?
Kathy doll just keep on pulling the string, and it just keeps going.
Yeah, I'm kidding. Of course, you have to look around to make sure she's still there.
And she's over there smiling really big. You know, this is made for radio, but she's got a big old smile.
When I had her in class in biology last year, I'm like, man, I can't wait for you to run cross country next fall. And she's like, oh, I wish you could see my face because she had made the facial thing.
She had that happy and
she was like, there's no way I'm running cross country. And, you know, now she was a definite integral part of this team and this season with her top 4 and 5 place finishes, you know, scoring points for us. I'm just out of nowhere just because of the leadership of those around her and her dedication to them. And so amazing to have her with us. You know, we don't have a couple of girls here with us. We don't have Sophie and Aaliyah and Lily, but, you know, they put the work in, too. Your team is a team. It's not just one or two people. I do want to make sure I mention this, that, you know, Avery Major became the third ever three-time individual girls state qualifier last year behind Tara Szczynski back in 3-4-5, and then Jordan Winky with her four-time. And then Avery was the third one. And then on Saturday, on Thursday, whatever day it was we ran, we got to see number 4 with McKenna making that. So the fourth one. And we didn't have to wait very long to see the fifth one because right after she finished, Serene finished and became the fifth ever three-time state qualifier. So you look at those numbers and how good they are year after year. It's because they put the effort in running. You don't just stay the same. If you're not putting the work in, you're going backwards, and they're putting that work in. So that's pretty amazing to watch.
Coach, real quick, and we're going to meet the ladies. Give us the results on Thursday, the total breakdown, and then let's meet these ladies after a timeout. Sound good?
Yeah. So the fourth place team was about 45 points behind us. So the top three teams locked in really good. You know, we've been battling with PCM. I think we're 2-2 with them on the season now. They were the second place team with 52. We had 63 points. And then your number one ranked Van Buener girls cross country team, took the team title with 30. We did see, again, three individual state qualifiers. And, so McKenna was runner up and Paige was sixth. Serene was ninth, so 3 in the top 10 is really, really good for the team. And then, you know, the Reagan was number 4 for us and Olivia number 5, both inside the top 30. So, obviously, when you figure 60 points divided by 5, you know, we had an average finish of 12th place as a group in that top 5, and that's just amazing.
Crazy. Honestly, crazy. Coach, you love being out here, Coach Bill, with these kids. The reward is not a paycheck. It's loving for the kids.
I really appreciate that the kids will still let me hang out with them.
They let you run with them. You set the pace. I watched you doing that. This don't let him kid you, folks.
I set the back pace, but that lets them know that if they're not going as fast as I am, they need to speed up.
All right. Well, Coach, and it is good to hear your voice and see you. And here in a few seconds, you, all of you who are listening, maybe those earplugs that you have in or those earbuds or that speaker system in your car, you want to stay right here because the sound is going to get a whole lot better because the ladies are in the house. And after a quick timeout, we're coming back. That fast hour that is the Coach's Corner is getting faster because we're talking cross country, not just any cross country. I'm telling you. It's Albia, Lady Cross Country. That name brings chills down other runners around the state of Iowa, and we're going to bring those chills to you when we come back to the Fast Hour on All Radio. Buckle them up. You are on the ride. That is the Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less. That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
Save big money now at Menards. Transform everyday spaces into gathering places with custom craft countertops. From elegant to everyday options, the durability of custom craft countertops will last for years to come. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com/youcreate to start designing. Don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, I'm Anna C. with Sheridan Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia. At CVEC, you drive the decisions and have a direct role in shaping the direction of your cooperative. Local leadership. Our board of directors is made up of members just like you, people who live and work in the community. Financial rewards. Any excess revenue we generate is returned to you in the form of capital credits. Community focused. From sponsoring local events to supporting educational programs. And sustainable growth. We make decisions that benefit current and future members.
High atop Albia Square, looking out all over southern Iowa. KIIC Albia.
Looking down on all of you from this high spot that we find ourselves in. And no, it's not the KIIC studios. It's, I'm with the Albia Lady Cross Country Team. And how awesome is that, that name means something across the state of Iowa, because these ladies have put Albia on the map. And anywhere I go and I talk to people who are in old people like me who do Ironman and do a contest, and you say you're from Albia, I'll think, oh, yeah, you guys have that really good. I said, yes, indeed. I stick my chest out and I take all the credit. Because occasionally they run by me. Running by a lot of people is what they do. I got Olivia Sheffield, and she was going to yodel for us this morning.
No.
She did not want to stretch those vocal cords. But and Serene Thompson's here. We're going to get the other two ladies here in a second. But Olivia, I'm going to start with you, since you're not going to yodel for us. What's it been like to be the chased? Because you guys have been the chased. You've been the team with expectations, and then you went out and you ran against the very best competition. What's that been like?
Definitely stressful, but at the same time, you just have to trust your team that we're going to do what we always do, and then that we'll pull through, and we always do.
Yeah, the ride over. We're talking about to Red Oak, and you guys knew you had some history to write, and you knew you had those expectations, and that stressful place that you can be in because you know what's in front of you. How did you guys deal with that? How did you deal with it?
I slept.
Well, hey, that's usually what I do, too.
And Kenna did my hair on the bus ride.
So that the hair, by the way, she's got this long blonde hair, and it's can I describe it to the world?
Sure.
Okay, it's straight in the back, and she's got a party. Well, no, that's not how it goes. She's got somebody has weaved her hair. Is that what, I don't know what that is, but it's like really tight weaves up above, and then did I do that right, Serene?
Sure.
All right. So she did your hair.
Yep.
So not only can she run, she can also do hair.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Get there, and you guys are ready to go out. What was that like?
Well, you see the course. We walked the course. It was definitely hilly. Not something like most of the ones that we've ran this year. And so that's a little overwhelming. But then you just start warming up, get ready to go, and then you just focus on what you're going to do.
Serene Thompson on the other side of the mic in the stereophonic studio that we're in. You did something this year, and I'm knocking on wood. This is not wood. This is probably some cheap laminate. But you become the fifth three-timer. But I'm looking at you. You look healthy. And that's something that you really have had a struggle with, coming into this. And I would think that if I was in your shoes, I'd be thinking about all the things I wanted to accomplish. But I'd be thinking, oh, man, every time I get here, I get sick or something happens.
Yeah, I haven't had the best track record, with the district.
That was good.
My freshman year got sick and then just had various health concerns usually with the district meet, but...
But you went out and you did it.
Yes.
Talk about that, knowing that, when you're crossing line and you realize what you've accomplished.
Well, it's really interesting. Like, going up to that meet thinking, if we don't put forth the same effort that we have been, or even if we do and there's just a lot of good teams, this could be our last race. And especially as a senior, that's an interesting feeling. So just going out there with the mindset that I want to give it all that I have, and like I want to know that I gave it all I had when I crossed the finish line. And when I crossed the finish line, I knew I gave it everything that I had that day. So it was a pretty good day, and it was exciting to be able to see my teammates finishing as well, and then figuring out that we were going to be able to go to state again as a team.
Yeah, Olivia, I think that has to feel really good, not only knowing what you guys accomplished individually, but as a team, you were able to do this together, and that because you guys work so hard together in practice.
Yeah, we do.
So tell me about the ladies that are behind you, because you're going to transition those mics off. So I'll let you, you can just, which one do you want to describe to us?
Reagan.
Tell me about Reagan.
This whole season, Reagan, I didn't even know she was going out for cross country. And then she shows up at practice. I was like, Reagan, what are you doing here? And I'm like, oh, so she can just run with me. It'll be good. Apparently, during every single meet, I had to run with her. I was just trying to stay up with her.
See?
She kept me going. She pushed me. And I'm glad she didn't let me fall behind. She just kept me going.
A good introduction. All right, sir. You got the next one to describe to us.
Okay, real quick, I will say that Reagan was one of our distance runners for track, and I may or may not have been part of why she came out for cross country.
Oh, so you're the recruiter. All right.
One of them, yes.
Somebody has to stir the pot and get things going.
Speaking of recruitment, McKenna Montgomery was able to get Paige Popson to come back out after she took a couple years off, and we're so glad that she came back out for cross country. She's just her work ethic and the amount of just hours and miles that she put in over the summer and just throughout the workouts, like, you know, if Paige Popson's there, she's going to be working hard, and she's got goals for herself, and she's going to achieve those goals.
Ladies, come on up, and you guys can see. So, two of you got to share the mic here, and we're going to start with Reagan. Reagan, she's coming up here with that big old smile on her face, and that smile that Coach Ratliff got that looked like a no smile, but we all know those happy no smiles. Come on, right, there's a microphone. It's the thing that's pointing out. Just right here, you go. So tell us, Reagan. So what drew you to come out to cross country? Besides the great recruitment by Serene.
Definitely like the coaches and like all of my friends just wanted me to come out and do it, I guess.
You joined a program that was full of expectations, and you know the competition would be really difficult to find your spot on this team because there was a lot of really good talent on the team. What were your thoughts going into it, and when you got involved, what was the point maybe you found that, yeah, I'm going to be able to compete at this level?
Well, I just knew, like, the team was, like, really great people, and so I just had to go out and do my best.
How did it feel facing, as a team, qualifying for state?
It was a really great experience.
All right, I'm looking over the other side. Miss Popson, Paige Popson, I saw you a lot this summer. Now, I only could see you from a distance and fading off into the sunset because every time I see you, you're running away from something. I don't know what you're running away from, girl, but your shadow couldn't even keep up. You found running somewhere, and I think you found that you loved it.
Yeah, I definitely did start to really enjoy it as I like ran further and stuff. So.
The passion it turned in some tremendous results. Climbing the ladder here, what point did you realize, hey, you know, I think I can be really good at this?
Honestly, I didn't think I was going to be very good at it. McKenna was the one who kept telling me that I would be farther up than I thought. I was going to be happy with like a sub 30 pace. So
happy with the sub 30. Now, do you mind telling everyone what time you finished with on Thursday?
It wasn't really my best time, but it was like a 21-something.
Yeah, and she was worried about a sub-30. And I know you have ran faster times. The competition that you guys have, and it's not a competition in practice, but when you are running with this level of competitors, during the summer, running yourself, man, that takes a great level of discipline. No one's making you do it. That tells me you have a discipline in you. But when you surround yourself with other people that are really good, that discipline now gets sharpened. Tell me about how it was like running with these girls every day in practice, getting helping you get better.
I'd run with like McKenna a lot, and like she would push me a lot because she's faster than me, so it was harder for me to keep up. But as the season went on, it got easier and easier. So she was just there to push me, and like we'd run with the boys a lot, and that helped too. And just knowing everyone was like there and gonna help you and push you was nice.
McKenna, all right. I don't know if I've ever had an athlete come into a season with, quite frankly, more expectations after the way you finished last year. How have you dealt with that?
I just sort of don't think about it. I just know, like, everything's going to lead up to it. So, like, at the beginning of the season, it's not necessarily focusing on that, but focusing on the next day that's going to help you get there.
Return trip, obviously, you become the fourth three-time state qualifier. People talking about state titles, and you have that all in front of you. What are those things that you believe that you have to do between now and then? Because you've already put all the other work in that that's going to be maybe that difference maker to allow you to go out and compete at the same level you did last year and maybe find one more spot.
We have one more week of work that of practice that Ralph Scott set up for us, and then just comes down to Saturday where you go out there and put everything you got and try and run the best race you can.
Working with these girls, you sure looks like you guys have a lot of fun, and I did not know you had such hairdressing talent.
Yeah, you got a bunch of girls on the team with some long hair, and they want it braided before races, so that's my job.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
People tend to describe farmers as steady and hardworking, but we're also the riskiest gamblers out there. As a farmer, my livelihood depends on the weather. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance to protect my equipment, livestock, and everything else. My local agent lives right in my community and is here for me, no matter what.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
Albia Chamber Main Street invites you to experience Albia. Shop, eat, and enjoy in our downtown district. Our local shops and restaurants and independent businesses are ready for you. So whether you're looking for a new outfit or home decor, unique gift idea, sweet treat, gift card, or a place to gather with friends and family, support local. Show your love to the businesses that support our community by following, engaging, and sharing their social media content, subscribe to their emails, or refer your friends and family. For more information about our upcoming events, local amenities, or great places to visit, check out our website, albiachambermainstreet.org, and follow us on Facebook.
At Community First Credit Union, we're always working to make banking with us easy. That's why we continue to introduce simple ways to manage your money. Square up with friends after lunch with our real-time Pay a Friend feature. Check balances on your Apple Watch. Deposit checks on the go or pay bills at midnight. We have the technology you need. Join us at c1stcu.com. Because at CFirst, together is better. Download our mobile app by searching Community First CU. Federally insured by the NCUA, your mobile carrier's message and data rates may apply.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less. That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
Save big money now at Menards. Transform everyday spaces into gathering places with custom craft countertops. From elegant to everyday options, the durability of custom craft countertops will last for years to come. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com/youcreate to start designing. Don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back into the Coach's Corner, and we're going to transition from cross country to football, and Coach Justin Huber here in the house. Coach, you know, after the football game and standing up in the stands and seeing everyone leave, but yet the 14 guys stick around and wait for you off of our interview to get some pictures and to talk, I felt like one of the most grateful guys in all the world. And I really did. And I sat down, and I was like, you know, man, that was fun. That was fun. 56 to 10, you know, is not the way anybody wants to end the season. But I'm going to tell you right now, 10 points was the number of points Van Meter gave up in all of their district football games. Yet your kids did not quit. They fought to the end. But I thought about the fun those seniors had given us and the joy. And you talked about them having a joy for the game. They brought it to the game. And all of our interviews, all the interactions, it was just a fun ride. I was just grateful. I left that night, last night, with a heart of gratitude and a little bit of humility because I was grateful for everyone that allowed us just to sneak in and be a part of it.
Right, and first off, I want to throw this out there. It's been a great fall season for all sports. You know,
yeah.
Cross country's had a great fall. Volleyball's had a great fall. We've got a lot of kids out for dance and band and everything else. And it's been just a great fall for school. And this is a good group of seniors, not just in football, but in cross country and volleyball and band. You know, the great group of kids. But yeah, last night was special. It's been fun with that group. It's been a lot of fun, and getting to take some pictures with them at the end, and knowing how much they mean, and you know, going into the winter season, I think all of them are involved with another sport. So getting to watch them again this winter, it's going to be great, and I think they're just going to have a great senior year throughout the whole year, and you know, nothing but the best for that group.
14 seniors. Here's a crazy little stat I had. Somebody send this to me, and I was blown away. And by the way, the final play is for a touchdown to Matthew Selby, and you know, senior to senior pass and play, and just was poetic. The season began with a big play of that young man, and the seniors all year long. The Georgetown bell ringer, Super Cooper Bradley. You know, first of all, he's just a hardworking kid, right? He's going to be as blue collar as you're going to get, and as tough as you get. And I was blown away by the stat. He in Class 2A, he was finished top four tacklers, but never left the top five all year long.
Yeah, you know, and that's just a testament to him. You know, him working. I tell you what, I think the greatest thing was him and Lance Helm together last year, and it kind of got that going together, and then Cooper rolled that into to this year, and just kept going all year long and playing strong, and even you know that one game he only was in a half a game too because of an injury,
right.
But he's just done a great job, and you talk about a blue collar kid, you're exactly right. There's nothing better than getting a picture with him with his tooth out, and I love it. You know, that he's a good kid. You know, I've known that kid for his whole life, and just comes from a, you know, great family. And, he's a good kid.
I just wanted to talk about your seniors because I just thought, you know, man, and back to back trips to the playoffs, and back to back trips and to playing the champion. And by the way, Van Meter, is not going to lose another football game.
No, I don't think so either. They look like a Division III school out there. I mean that. Power to them. They got some really good athletes and stuff and a lot of horses. So, no. But that the group of seniors, like you said earlier, never quit, kept fighting the whole game. And like I said, the whole year. That's what I want out of the kids. You know what? That teaches you more than just football. It teaches you life. You got to fight for everything you get. And those guys have done that all year.
Coach, now you get a little rest. I think everyone could use a little rest, but you'll have some time to contemplate on the season. What are maybe before you get to that deep thought? What are some things that just stood out to you? Maybe some of the highlights of this season.
You know, I mean, just some of the highlights. You look back, and I think the first one is you go out there and you get the Highway 5 trophy. Some of the goals we talked about this year at the beginning of the season, we reached three of them. We wanted to win the Highway 5 trophy again. We wanted to win homecoming, and we wanted to get to playoffs. So we reached three of our goals. And you know what? We had five goals, so three out of five. I'm really proud of that. And just watching the kids grow and develop throughout the year and getting to have fun with them at practice. One thing about this group, they wanted to have fun, and they were fun to be around. So.
Case and Baker, I go through these seniors, and a smart kid, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we have some really smart kids in this group, too. And, I mean, Kaysen's another great kid that just worked hard each and every day when he's out there. And just one of those kids that you really like being around.
A winners is what I say. And Shane Holmes on the way back says, you know, the thing about this group is that they just, even when they didn't have the talent, you knew that they were going to scrap and fight, and they were going to do it smiling. Connor Pickerel.
you know, Connor, a great kid, and didn't get to play that last game, but he was there all week long and cheering on his teammates and helping us out. And you know what? Just happy for him that his injury is not as bad as it was, and he's going to get to wrestle this year, and that's exciting. And hardworking kid, and you know what? He's one of them guys. He just throwed some comments out there, and he just laughed. You love what he did. And he'd get
he'd kill a beaver, he said.
Oh, yeah, kill a beaver. I mean, who comes up with that besides Connor?
No idea.
No, but, yeah, just a great kid.
Rowan Archer, that's a tough kid, right? I've seen him come, you know, he found the weight room, and really he started to put that body together, and he is TU double F tough.
Right, Rowan's a tough kid, and I talk about stuff back when I played basketball for his dad, so it's kind of cool that his dad got to coach me, and I got to coach him.
You didn't even put that together.
Then I got to coach his brother too, and like I said, Coach Archer coached me and coached most of our coaching staffers worked with Coach Archer. So, you know, again, to coach kids that you played sports for their dad and stuff, that's really cool. But Rowan's a hard worker, did everything you always asked him to do. You know, coming back from his injury his freshman year and getting stronger and better from that, you know, just great to have him out there on the field. Just been consistent all year and done everything the right way.
Yeah, I don't know what Luke Gwynn's going to do for a career, but I think he ought to become a magician, because he was like Houdini out there at times. He'd just disappear from the defenders.
Yeah, he did. You know, and Luke was one of them kids, you know, just coming from a hard-working farm family, just wanted to be the best that he could be and always made something happen, you know. You got nervous for him once in a while because you never knew what he was going to do.
That was the fun part.
You just didn't know, Luke get out of this alive in some situations. But, you know, he always did what you asked. Luke always had a smile on his face. He never talked a ton, but when Luke was smiling, you knew everything was good. So, you know, great kid, great leader on the team, and just one of those kids that did everything you wanted him to do and led by example.
Spencer Mazin, too. I think he killed a bear with his bare hands, but a red and blue mustache. Again, tough kid. And he just brings life to it.
He does. And, you know, he's done a really good job for me at running back the last couple of years and has worked hard. And, you know, that mustache, he came up. He says, well, since you didn't put Roll Demon in the back of your head, I had to do something. So he got the red and blue mustache. And we were giving him a hard time about that all week. But, you know, that's just him wanting to have fun and enjoy it. And he's one of them kids that always made me smile and laugh. And, you know, just a great kid. And he's going to have some great things going on in the future for him. So really excited.
Simon Pettit, a great athlete, a tremendous competitor, too.
Yeah, he is. And, you know, working with Simon through all the years, he's just a tough kid. Quick off the field, you know, just one of them kids that you had a joy with. Simon and me talked at halftime. I want to share this, though, because him and his grandpa and me were really close, and somehow I had a Snapchat pop up and said, Doc Judge wants to be your friend on Snapchat, and I showed Simon that at halftime. I said, hey, this is a sign. You know, grandpa's watching me and you right now. I said, so get after the second half, and he did. So I just thought that was kind of a really cool moment that me and him had at halftime, and comes from a great family, and really excited to see what he's going to do.
Maddox Kennedy, I really didn't get to know Maddox that well, and was a kid that really contributed.
Yeah, you know, Maddox came here from Ottumwa there a year ago, really couldn't play a whole lot just because of the transfer rules and stuff, but really came a long way, and, you know, kind of started out as a running back last year, and this year we had some spots open on the line and stuff, and we never even had told him. He just kind of walked over there one day and took it for stride and ended up being a starter for us. He just worked hard, and he was a joy to have. You know, that was a nice little surprise getting him in from Ottumwa. So just super happy how far he's gone, and you know, like I said, unselfish is what he is when you go and go to be a lineman. So
beep in my head, that's why I had a beep coming in my head. I don't know, it was you're good. It was a beep that came into our head. Nathan Ballard and Grant Powers, you know, you talk about two big dudes that are, and Grant did you know, when you never mentioned the center's name, you're doing pretty good as a center.
Right. You know, Grant's done a great job, been snapping for us for a while now.
Long time.
And just consistent in what he does, you know. And Luke and him had a great connection on that and doing things, snapping all those years. So just excited for him and stuff, too. And then Nate, you know, what can you say about Nate? Just Mr. Consistency, and, you know, watching him and his brother play last year on that field together. Nate's just one of those guys that got out there and worked hard every day. You never heard much out of Nate. You never seen him. No. So Nate was a great kid and just a hard worker. And you know what? You can't have a football game without linemen. So I really appreciate those dudes.
Barrett Garman, Carmen had one of the biggest hits on special teams all year. And he's a great kid. Smart kid, too.
Yeah, he is. And you know what? He was a great special team. And he just kept consistently getting better each and every week. And he's been a joy to be around. And he's, you know, maybe not got the playing time that he's wanted. But whenever he got the opportunity, he took full advantage of it. And Barrett's just been one of those kids you love having out in the program and just always done things right, and just super proud of him this year.
I mentioned Matt Selby, and of course we talked about Cooper Bradley. He's one of a kind, but Matt Selby, that interception in the end zone against you know, our rivalry, and then the touchdown at the end of the season, I think he had a poetic season.
Yeah, he did, you know, and he went through a lot this year with his grandma passing and stuff, and you know what, just to have him have the senior year he had, you know, he's one of the smallest guys out there, but yet made some of the biggest plays, so just really proud of him and how well he did. And I think that was the perfect way for the seniors to end last night with score. I think we had all the seniors pretty much in there at the very end, and they all wanted to go out together and score. And we're like, hey, that was the perfect way to end it. And, a lot of tears last night, but I think a lot of them were for joy. And I just hope the seniors had a great experience.
Thanks, Coach, for stopping by. And we got to run quick. What a fun season, and just a tremendous ride, and lots of gratefulness in my heart.
Absolutely. Roll Demon.
All right. We're staying right here because I'm going to join on the phone line with a guy that is really, really fast. Kalen Walker is joining us. Kalen, I had to get you on. I was getting my cool down run in, and I come across your grandpa, and he said that you're going to be doing something special at Kinnick today, and I wanted to find out what that is. What is going on in Kinnick, and how are you involved?
Oh, yeah, so I'm going to be running the 40-yard dash at halftime of the football game today. So
people that are going to Kinnick Stadium need to have their fast twitch eyes on today, because if you're running a 40, it's going to be pretty fast. What is the fastest 40 time you've done so far, and are you going to be able to beat it today?
I practiced one time earlier this week, and it wasn't very good weather, but I went 4.29. So we'll see what happens.
Oh, my gosh. So how did this come together? You know, you're going to be in front of 70,000 fans. It's probably nearly what you did out there in Oregon, the Olympics. But 70,000 fans going to be rooting on 40 yards for you.
Yeah, that definitely helped. I had some connections through, like, one of my classes that I did. So we do, like, we have, like, some field experience we have to do for our major. So I had some connections there, and they thought it was a good idea to have me on, and it just worked out, I guess.
Well, Kalen, I cannot wait to watch it unfold, and maybe we'll talk about it when next week after you've got it in. But the 40-yard dash, go tear it up, friend, and I just thought that was pretty darn cool.
Yes, sir.
Kalen Walker, one of the fastest guys on the entire planet. And he's from our backyard. He's a former Rocket, former Falcon, or let's call him the IC alum. And now he is a track star, a world-class runner, and going to run the 40-yard dash at halftime at Kinnick Stadium. I will be there to watch that unfold. And you have been here to bring listen to this broadcast. Have a great Saturday.
You're at home in the country.